Howdy, stranger. What do you have?
Howdy. How about a shot of whiskey to settle the dust?
Here you go, young fella. I ain't ever seen you in here before.
Reckon not. I'm just passing through.
On your way to where?
Damned if I know.
Oh, well, it ain't none of my business. I was just making conversation. I figured maybe you were in town to watch the hanging tomorrow.
No problem at all. I gotta admit, I'm really not sure where I'm going. I didn't know there was a hanging.
Yep. Judge Parker sentenced a young boy named Troy Gamble to hang for shooting a feller over in the Nations.
Is that a fact? Vern over at the livery stable told me I could get a decent supper here. Is there any truth in that?
You bet there is. We got us a dandy cook, and she's cooked up one of her specialties tonight, cowboy stew.
Well, I reckon I'm lucky I came in on a night she cooked her specialty.
Yes, sir. What makes Mammy's cowboy stew so good is because she makes hers with real cowboys instead of beef.
It was obviously a joke that he had told countless times before.
I'll have one more shot of that whiskey. That last one didn't quite cook my whole throat. Who's the big feller sitting at the back corner table? I noticed a couple of your other customers speaking to him when they walked by.
Well, him? Oh, I expect about everybody in town knows him. That's U.S. Deputy Marshal Fletcher Pride. He always takes supper here when he's in town. Pride is the oldest and best-known deputy marshal in the territory. Matter of fact, he's the one brought Troy Gamble in to be tried by Judge Parker. You ain't never heard of Fletcher Pride?
Nope, I can't say as I have.
Where are you from?
Texas.
Well, I'm surprised you ain't heard of him down there, because I'm sure he slips over into Texas from time to time.
Reckon I just ain't been breaking the law.
Reckon not. Now set yourself down at the table, and I'll tell Mammy to bring you a plate.
Picturing Mammy as a rather large woman, Will was surprised when a small, fragile-looking woman with stringy gray hair brought him a plate heaped high with stew. Two thick slices of bread rested on top.
Was you the one wanting to eat, young feller?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, there you go. I'll bring you some coffee.
She returned shortly with a large cup of coffee. Will continued his assault on the cowboy stew with no notion that his peaceful supper was about to be interrupted. Three riders pulled up to the hitching rail of the Morning Glory, dismounted, and looped their reins over the rail loosely in the event they might find it necessary to make a hasty departure. Orville Gamble looked nervously at his father.
How are we gonna do this, Pa? Are we just gonna walk in and kill him?
No, damn it. I want him to know why we killed him and who it was done it. So don't neither one of you pull a trigger till I start the shooting. Let's go have a visit with Deputy Fletcher Pride, boys.
He stepped up on the narrow porch. Busy working on his supper, Will paid little attention to the three men who walked through the batwing doors of the saloon. He continued to ignore them until they walked past his table, moving toward the back of the room, and he took a good look at them. He decided then that they had to be a father and his two sons, for there was a definite resemblance. All three appeared to have the same mean streak showing. Will suddenly realized the scene that was about to unfold, as did most of the other customers in the saloon. Pride glanced up from his plate when he realized the three men, with pistols now drawn, were advancing toward him with the clear intention of doing him harm. He slowly put his knife and fork down beside his plate and dropped his hands in his lap.
You be Luther Gamble, I reckon. I never had the pleasure. I heard you've been pretty busy up in Kansas, though.
Never mind who I am, you son of a bitch. I know who you are. That's a piece of bad luck for you.
And these must be your other two sons. Fine-looking young men. I bet you're proud of them. Too bad about Troy, though. I reckon that's why you're in town, to see Troy hang. So these other two sons will see that crime don't pay.
What are we waiting for, Pa? He's talking crazy.
Shut up, Simon. He's trying to talk his way out of the grave. But that ain't gonna work, lawman. It's eye for an eye. You might have brought my boy in to hang, but by God, you're gonna go with him.
That don't make a lot of sense when you've got all these guns aiming right at you and your boys.
What?
Luther looked right and left, seeing no one. He feared for a moment that he might have walked into a trap.
What guns? There ain't nobody but you, and I'm tired of hearing you talk.
Maybe you better listen to what he's telling you.
Startled, Orville reacted immediately and spun around. His bullet tearing a chunk out of the table Will had taken cover behind. Before he had time for a second shot, a bullet from Will's .44 smashed into his chest, driving him several steps backward to collapse on his back. Before Luther could react, a bullet from the .44 in Pride's lap cut him down. Caught in the confusion that had suddenly exploded, Simon Gamble couldn't decide which gun was the most critical. He turned to shoot at Will, only to be cut down by a second bullet from Pride.
You all right, partner? You didn't get hit, did you?
No. But I lost half my supper when I turned the table over.
We'd better check these fellers. Make sure there ain't no more bite in them.
It took only a minute to determine there was no longer any threat from Gamble and his sons.
Best just let them lay.
Pride kicked their weapons out of their reach. Then he looked toward Gus, who had just surfaced from behind the bar.
Gus, send somebody over to get Doc Peters.
Bringing his attention back to Will again, he extended his hand.
Partner, I'm sure glad you joined the party. I was in a tight spot there, and I doubt I could have got out of it without at least one of them putting a bullet in me. Are you one of the deputies from up Kansas way? I heard a couple of you fellers might be here for the hanging.
No, I ain't no deputy. I just came in to get a drink and some supper.
Well, I'll be. You ain't a lawman?
No.
If that don't beat all, then I reckon I really owe you my thanks. Hell, everybody else ran out the door.
Pride was interested to find out more about this good Samaritan with a gun, so he questioned Will so intensely that Will was driven to ask a question of his own.
Are you thinking I'm an outlaw or something?
Well, no, I ain't, but since you brought it up, are you wanted for a crime somewhere?
No, I'm not, unless you're fixing to arrest me for shooting that feller just now.
Practice a lot with that Colt, do you?
I don't reckon I practice with it at all. Shoot a snake with it now and again, but that's about all.
Well, now you shot a man with it. How do you feel about that?
I don't know how I feel about it. About the same as shooting a snake, I reckon. To tell you the truth, I hadn't thought much about it one way or the other. I didn't go to kill anybody, but the fella shot at me, so I shot back.
You consider working for the U.S. Marshal Service?
I'm sure as hell never thought about being a lawman. I don't know anything about it.
Now, you don't worry about that. We'll take care of that.